Okay, the last talk in this room. Our next presenter is Robin. He's a freelance consultant specialist in network design, operations, cloud infrastructure, software development, and acoustics. Please join me in welcoming Robin to the stage and enjoy the talk.
Hello, hello. All right, we're in for a very quick lightning talk. I mean, I made those slides on Sunday, so don't expect the design award for those. First of all, we're going to speak about root targets today, specifically in combination with EVPN VXLAN. Yeah, sorry for the buzzword, but it is how it is. All right, let's first speak about root targets. I'm not sure whether everyone is familiar with root targets, so let's go quickly over it. Root targets are used for many types of VPNs. With root targets, you can determine into which VRF a certain root goes. You attach it to a root, and then you can do all funny kinds of things with it. You can build really flexible VPN topologies with root targets. The interesting thing is, if you have a VRF, you define an import root target and an export root target, and they don't have to be equal. So you can do like all kinds of moving routes between different VRFs, and it can get confusing. You can do it most of the time. You shouldn't. If you want to visualize it in a very simple way, you can imagine as coloring a root. That's all the root target is, basically. And you should not confuse them with root distinguishers. Those are two different things and serve two different purposes, even though they are very similar and work very similar, they serve very different purposes. Let's look into how root targets actually work. They are based on BGP extended communities, which are from RFC 4360. And it's basically just they have a type field and they have some type of value. And that value field usually has 48 bits of payload. Depending on what your type field is, the type low field is mandatory, but at least for the currently defined root targets, it's mandatory. So your root target can have 48 bits in total. They're usually formatted as global administrator : local administrator. Your global administrator is usually some kind of AS number. It could technically be an IP, but I've never seen that in practice. So usually it's just you have your AS number and then some kind of value behind that. Let's go into BGP communities real quick. I said they are based on extended communities. Those give us 48 bits of payload. We still have the old standard communities with a value on communities like no export, all that kind of things. But we also quite recently got so-called large communities in an RFC from somewhere 2017, yeah, RFC 8092. That gives us, so they start with a 32-bit AS number, 4-byte AS, so it's already for very modern networks with lots of ASs. Then you actually get 64 bits of payload after this AS number. Now we look into the EVPN VXLAN root targets specifically. Root targets are very often used with EVPN VXLAN. In this case, they are formatted as AS number, colon, and then your VNI, which usually has 24 bits. And EVPN VXLAN, we usually have like large fabrics. We have eBGP-only fabrics, so each router gets its own AS number. So if you have a large fabric, we can't use 2-byte ASs, we will run out very quickly, so we've got to use 4-byte AS numbers. And now if we do the maths, we have a 32-bit AS number, and we have a 24-bit VNI, which are supposed to be concatenated and put into this root target. But this root target only has 48 bits of payload. That's kind of a problem, and that leads to all kinds of funny consequences. Like, for example, Cumulus Linux, they just state in the documentation, if you use 4-byte AS numbers, they simply turn off auto root target generation, which is kind of a problem. You have to set it all manually. And in case of Juniper, they just take the lower 2 bytes of your AS number. So your root target is something part of your AS number, and then your VNI. You can't cut short the VNI because then you will have some kinds of collision, and you really don't want that. So the idea is, I want to build some type of new root target. I just call it the extended root target. And we will base it on BGP large communities. We can't do it with extended communities or standard communities, but we have those very nice large communities, which actually give us enough space. They have 64 bits of payload. We actually only need 56 bits, so that would fit. But there is another problem. BGP large communities, they don't have any kind of predefined or reserved value. They just say, OK, you have your 4-byte AS, and then you have whatever you want to put in there with your AS. They only say that the usage of like the maximum 2-byte and 4-byte ASs, it's discouraged. It is not recommended. But this is actually an advantage, because we could simply move this recommendation, do not use the highest AS. We could move it to actually reserved. We introduce a new kind. We extend BGP large communities. We simply introduce IANA-managed BGP large communities. And this way, we can just say, OK, so this maximum 4-byte AS is now reserved for IANA-managed communities. Then we add an 8-bit type field, because somehow we need to distinguish between different types of extended or large communities, reserved communities we want to add. And then if we do the math, we have 96-bit. We have to take away 32-bit for the AS. That's fine. We take away 8-bit for a type field. We also need that. That leaves us with 56 bits of payload, which is actually exactly what we need. So in summary, let's introduce extended root targets and make all our lives better. It might make debugging easier, but in the end, the question is always, do we need this? For me personally, it would make debugging much easier, because when you debug like root announcements and then you have like this cutoff AS number in your update message and your root target, it gets quite tricky to do the maths all the time. So it would be great, at least for me, if we had something like extended root targets and would be able to get rid of this hack of either defining it manually or just using the lower 2 bytes. All right, that's basically it. Really quick lightning talk, as I said. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Robin, for this really lightning talk. Do we have some questions? Oh, there's one at the end of the room. Again, please remember to state your name and affiliation.
Hi, Fiona from Wobcom. Considering that the ASN auto-negotiation thing for eBGP fabrics is a mess nowadays, all of this is awful, but route targets haven't been around since eVPN. We have used them before for like layer 3 VPNs and a lot of other stuff. Do you think it's worth it to introduce another kind of route target and to increase like debugging burden and complexity and breaking vendor interop again?
I mean, that's a very valid question. I mean, that's why I added this slide specifically. Is it worth it? I mean, for me personally, I would say it is worth it, because I've done a lot of work with eVPN VXLAN fabrics, and this is one of the little pain points, one of the things that just triggers me a bit, like seeing this dirty hack into your root targets. I would just like to fix this. And it shouldn't, in a theory, break inter-vendor operability. In practice, I don't know.
Yeah, my hot take about this is drop the ASN all the way and just use it as a field. Start with one.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some thought about this, actually. And usually for eVPN VXLAN, for your import root target, you just set a wildcard. You set a wildcard AS, then you just import the VNIs you want to have. But there are some interesting applications where you could actually filter with the AS number for some special applications. But yeah, I mean, you currently simply can't do it in a sane way. So that's why nobody's doing it.
OK. Thank you. That concludes the discussion and the talks in this room. Thank you very much for presenting.
Thank you.